USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A historic winter storm has killed at least 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, including four killed in a house fire in Sugar Land, Texas. Millions of Texans are without power, and killer tornadoes were produced in the southeast on Tuesday. Officials in Texas drew criticism as the state's emergency grid repeatedly failed, forcing rolling blackouts.
The ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, has proven to be anything but reliable. I will be asking for accountability in Austin and possibly an overhaul of the state's electrical capacity and the electrical plan for the state of Texas.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry on Tuesday. President Biden has promised a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office, restating his goal after his administration came under fire when aides said schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day a week. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.